And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Debbie Ardoin and Larry Blount. They are here to talk about the Acadiana Repertory Theatre's production of In the Bones by Cody Daigh. It opens this week, November 1st, at Theatre 810 in downtown Lafayette on Jefferson Street. So glad y'all could make it. I know it's a rainy day and kind of crowded on campus, but glad you could make it in the studios this afternoon. Acadiana Repertory Theatre, you all fill a very unique place in this burgeoning theater scene in Lafayette, which we were just talking about earlier, Debbie. Can you tell us just a bit about Acadiana Rep and what their mission is? Maybe you can start, Debbie?
Sure. Acadiana Rep was founded to provide a space for people who wanted to explore a bit more of their acting opportunities to come together and share their love and vision for theater. It's evolved into a company who is working predominantly on new works and soliciting new works throughout the country to produce here in Lafayette, which is a lot of fun.
Right, and I know you've co-directed plays and been in plays with Acadiana Rep. Larry, have you been in Acadiana Rep before?
Yes, I have.
What have you appeared in?
I was in the Christmas show last Christmas. And then I was also in Barrier Island that we recently just closed,
right.
Very recently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That really touched a lot of people in this area.
And I've known Stephen Landry for quite some years now, so he and I are good friends.
No, it's very interesting, really dedicated to bringing works that might not otherwise be seen in this area. I know that they have the new works readings that take place in the summertime where you present before the community just readings of plays, and then the community chooses which ones they might like to see.
And that's where Barrier Island came from. It won that year. We'll do that every other year. This year being that year, Stephen solicits new works from throughout the country, chooses 10 or 12 or so, and then we present them as readings to the community, and then they will choose their top picks, and then the next season those will be produced.
And they're often regional premieres.
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Regional to world premieres.
Right. In addition to these new works by people who are sometimes far-flung, you all present works by local playwrights.
Yes, absolutely.
And this is one of those. The play is by Cody Daigh, but it was actually commissioned by a theater in New York.
It was. Manhattan absolutely. Theater Works commissioned it as a one act and was produced there. And Cody really wanted to flesh it out. He felt very strongly about this piece and talked to Stephen about it, and we said, absolutely. And then we have a full-length version of that one act. We read the one act first and was completely blown away and couldn't wait. October 1st was his deadline, and we were waiting to to see the fleshed-out versions. And we had a few versions since then, but settled on a final one. I know for us, for me, one of the exciting things was to actually have the playwright there for our first two read-throughs. I had never had that happen, and it was just a fantastic opportunity to pick his brains and really discuss characters, and we had a blast doing it. And I think it was as much fun for Cody as it was for us.
Oh, yeah.
He expressed how much fun it was to see and how excited it made him for us to really envelop these characters and flesh them out and give us him our feelings on them.
Right. I mean, what an interesting relationship to have written this one act commissioned by a New York theater and then have it returned to this area in a much fuller form.
Yes.
So real interesting cross-pollination there that's going on with Lafayette Theater and other theaters, both regional and in New York. I know Cody also works with a theater in the Midwest.
In Oklahoma.
Yeah, so real interesting relationships you all are creating and forming. In the Bones, very difficult subject matter.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is.
Yes.
We love to refer to it as the feel-good comedy of the year.
Okay. Well, then maybe one of you could just briefly summarize. You called it a comedy. I that was not in this, and it did. I would not have said it was a comedy, but tell us about it, Larry.
It is a meditation on grief and how grief changes and evolves and settles over the course of time. That's how I would
best
summarize it.
That sounds like an ambitious story to try, not only and create in a short play, but then to flesh out and sustain that.
It's a very powerful piece, I would say.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's beautifully written, and it's heartbreakingly beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. Is a good way to describe the show.
So what Larry said encapsulates the heart of that story. Can you give kind of the plot?
I can. It's I play Dee, the mother whose son returns from Afghanistan and commits suicide. And the play then evolves over 3 years. Each scene is another year, a year after. It starts at the funeral or right after the funeral, and then every other scene is a year after. And it basically shows how grief evolves over time, how it settles into the bones of people differently, and how they react to that and how they interact with other family members in dealing with the grief.
I would have to say that's really brave of Cody to wade into that storyline, that kind, because we all, sometimes we let our minds wander towards what would be the worst, what would be the most difficult things in our lives. And it takes an artist to actually take that further.
Oh, yeah.
And as you say, flesh that out, create a story out of it, because our minds tend to stop at that point, unless it happens to us.
Right.
So Cody has, he went into that subject, he created that story. And you said you've actually read the one act. So what did he do with, how was the one act presented? How did he flesh this out?
Well, the one act is actually the first scene in the show.
Okay. So it is the kernel, the beginning kernel, and then he went forward in time with that. And what do you play, Larry?
I play Kenny Harper. I play the son's friend that we were in the military together. We were in battle together.
Okay. And so you knew him?
Yes.
At the scene. Does it happen in Afghanistan or once he comes back home? Once he comes home. Okay. So tell us the other characters who are in the play.
So there's myself, there's Kenny Harper, there's Dee, the mother, there's the daughter,
Chloe.
Chloe, and then there's another character.
Ben. It's the son's partner.
Yes, his partner.
Mm-hmm. Chloe is my daughter, played by Elaine Kibito. Ben, who is Luke, my son, who's deceased's partner, is played by Rick Manuel.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Luke, we actually see through the use of some video, is played by Jason Pettijohn. You'll see him in video.
Okay.
And that's another fun thing about the show is it's done in a different format from what art's done before. So it's a little bit, we've kind of played with some things and have some video projection. That's a large part of the show.
Okay, so what kind of video projection do you have? Are they battle scenes? What are you trying to set with the video projection?
It's hard to say without giving
too
much
away. We don't want to give too much away.
But you can rest assured that it's going to be something that you probably haven't seen very much of in this theater community. Mm-hmm. We feel like it's something different, something new, something that you can grab a hold of.
Which, of course, goes along with the mission of Acadiana Repertory Theater.
Yes.
Right. So you're going to be opening at Theater 810, which in itself is a very interesting, intimate, intense venue and experience, theatrical experience. So how do you feel this play works within that space?
I think it's working really well. It's up close and it's an up close and personal story. We don't give the audience much room to
buffer
to themselves. Shy away or to
I can't think of the word I want to say, but to leave would be another.
In the grief and the whatever this family is going through, you're going to be intimately involved with it, sitting in the audience. No matter where you sit, you're going to be right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that. How you portray grief in a play. That's a very difficult emotion, and we all know we've been through high school performances, and you know how people start off trying to portray grief. It's really generally very histrionic. It's very loud. It's very messy. That's a difficult thing to delicately portray grief. How does Cody do that, and who directs the play?
Stephen
is directing it. How is it presented in this play? You don't have to give away the plot or the whole action, but
Stephen will tell you that it's not as he thought it was going to be more difficult. He'll tell you that he thought that he, as we progress, that he feels himself. I don't know how to explain it. You don't have to do much. The way Cody has written this show, those words just flow off the page, mm-hmm. and it's just there. You don't have to do much.
You
just have to be whoever your character is, and the emotion will come because of what Cody has written and the way Stephen has directed it.
Mm-hmm. Now, as the mother, how do you feel about the words that you've been given? Do you feel that as well?
Dee is a very, very bitter woman. Mm-hmm. And Cody's written her very well. Mm-hmm. And I've walked away sometimes very bitter myself. Mm-hmm. I get drawn into it.
Yeah.
But as Larry says, the way that he's written it, it makes it easier to go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes it easier to – she just kind of draws you in with what she's saying, and it makes it a lot easier to mm-hmm. to go there. But she's not a happy person.
So the richness and preciseness of his writing makes these characters possible.
Absolutely.
And you're not having to create some imagined state of grief in this
play. No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've heard, again, we've talked about the theater community just burgeoning here in Lafayette. And I've heard many people say the same thing, what a difference it makes to be in a play where the writing is so good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The writing, the directing, the people, mm-hmm. the my fellow actors that are in the show, I mean, it's top-notch theater. It's mm-hmm. the best you're going to get. And it's easy. It just makes it easy. When you're working with a great writer, great director, great people, mm-hmm. there's not much more you need to do than just show up and do your best.
Right. Now, in addition to the grief, Cody is also obviously dealing with, you mentioned that you were his partner.
Well, me specifically,
right.
but another character,
okay.
yes.
So who plays the partner at home?
Rick Manuel.
Okay, so we're dealing with also another issue.
There's several
issues,
yes.
In that. And do you find that that is equally well drawn and precise in its language?
Yes, mm-hmm. and it plays a lot into Dee's attitude. Dee was never a happy woman, mm-hmm. Probably from childhood. But yes, that plays a large role in what's going on in the dynamics of the family and in the grief. Mm-hmm. In the play itself.
Yeah. Cody has found a way in less than an hour's time of being on stage to touch on so many different subjects and to touch on them well and to make – I think a lot of people are going to leave and are going to have some things to think about on their way home
yes.
and maybe the whole rest of the weekend.
Yes.
Because of the different subject matters that we're going to approach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And social statements. I think it's relevant to what's going mm-hmm. on in today's time too, which makes for a better play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think makes for a better audience experience, and it's in that it's something they can relate to and something relevant for what's going on in today's
right.
world.
Yep.
Well, and so multi-layered because it's so mm-hmm. rare that we're only dealing with one issue. As you're saying, the layers of the mother, it's not
right.
just simply the death of the child.
Right, and
her son.
And you see that too in her relationship mm-hmm. with her sister, Kate, who's played by Dee's sister, Kate, mm-hmm. who's played by Tori Landry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's that dynamic going on too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And again, as you said, so relevant, things that will touch so many people in addition to just the grief of a child, the military,
yes.
which is there
totally, yep.
throughout the entire, mm-hmm. Just kind of fused into the play. And of course, relationships, same-sex relationships,
absolutely.
And how that is in the military and how it is personally with families. Mm-hmm. So many things going on in this one play that was a one act.
Yes.
Sure.
And so he's had this opportunity to just open this up and explore mm-hmm. more of it. Now, it is there's no intermission.
No.
So
absolutely.
It's how long does the play last?
About an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So once you're in it, you're in the
you're
ride.
In. Oh, okay. You're in.
You're in for
yes.
a ride. Yep.
Yeah. It's that emotion remains the same throughout the play. You don't have to break it and leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
If you are just tuning in, my guests are Debbie Ardoin and Larry Blount, who are in the new production of Acadiana Repertory Theater's In the Bones, written by Cody Daigh, originally a one-act play commissioned by a theater in New York, and is now being presented the world premiere of the longer play version
yes.
That's right.
Here at Theater 810. Now, we mentioned the intensity of the space, Theater 810. It is a small space, so you recommend that people get their tickets ahead of time.
Absolutely.
I would, yeah. Get your tickets early. We open this Friday, The first run Friday, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday the 3rd at 3.
Yes.
And then the following Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7th, 8th, and 9th at 7:30.
So we'll have 2 weeks to see it.
We will have 2 weekends to see it.
Six
Get your tickets yeah,
mm-hmm.
soon.
There are only 50 seats in the theater.
There's only 50 seats.
About.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. They'll sell 50 tickets. Yeah. We'll seat 50 people.
Right. And I know people who have been disappointed. They've been turned away because the theater is full.
Yes, it's
right. And this one sounds like one that will touch many people and
absolutely.
That they will be recommending others to see it. So if you're interested, you can call the theater or go to – is there an Eventbrite site? How do you get tickets for
this?
There is
at katianarep.org. Yes. You can go there. There is an Eventbrite site and also by calling Theater 810.
Okay. That is In the Bones by Cody Daigh, being produced by the Acadiana Repertory Theater, Debbie Ardoin and Larry Blount in the play. You all have a website, Facebook page. Does that have more
yes.
about
there
the
is
company?
There is Facebook, Acadiana Repertory mm-hmm. Theater. Does have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. so like them. And then acadianarep.org. Is our official website where you can learn more about Acadiana Rep and go to the events. And you can also find it on their Facebook page.
All right. Well, definitely something to keep up with. The Facebook page will keep you apprised of what plays are coming up next for
Absolutely.
Acadiana Rep.
This is the end of our season.
Yes.
And so we're looking forward to doing a new season next year. This season was Only Connect.
Only Connect, yes.
Next season it will be a little bit different.
It'll be a little lighter next season.
It'll be a lighter season.
You know, I mean, it is appropriate opening this. I guess it will be on All Souls Day.
Oh.
All Souls Day, the day after Halloween.
I didn't realize that,
Judy.
That's
right.
I bet you Stephen knew that, though.
I did not realize that.
So, In the Bones, opening on All Souls Day, the day after Halloween. You can get your tickets now calling the theater or going to their website or the Facebook page. You can find more information running this weekend and next.
Yes.
Thank you both.
Thank you
so
very
much, Judith.